Imagine life. Imagine possibility. Imagine home. This summer, imagine it all at Zimbali Lakes. And while your imagination is starting to spin, let's help fill in the rest of that picture for you with a special conversation. And in the studio with me today, one of the key members of the Zimbali Lakes team, Neil Cocker, VP Operations, and a man who knows a thing or two about the vision, the dream, the master plan that is unfolding at Zimbali Lakes. So Neil, great to have you on the podcast today. For those listeners who may not know you personally, as well as I do, tell us who you are and what your role at Zimbali Lakes involves.
So Mike, thanks for having me. People who know me know that I've lived in Ballito in this area for close to 25 years now. So like you and me, we're both Ballito originals.
Oh yeah.
The listeners don't know that my wife used to teach Mike at school. So there we go. We go back a bit of time, don't we?
There's a connection there.
Yeah. So I joined Zimbali Lakes just over 12 months ago now on a permanent basis. I've been involved in developments for probably the last 12, 13 years, various retail sections and nodes in and around the Ballito and the coastline of KZN. So I joined just over 12 months ago as the retail manager to set up the shopping center precinct, which is coming at the bottom end of the estate, and that'll open in the next 3 years. And then recently was promoted to the VP Operations. So
champagne corks flying.
So yeah, it's been quite an interesting last few months getting to grips with every aspect of the development and the estate. But yeah, I mean, we are flying. It's a great place to be. We're a great brand name, and you know, being involved in Ballito for the last 30 years, I think the Zimbali brand name has been here. So it's quite an honor, a privilege to sort of like try and lead the ship over this next section of the journey.
Wow, what an exciting prospect! And as you've explained, you've worked on large scale developments before. So what about Zimbali Lakes really stood out for you and made it a no-brainer to jump on board? Yeah,
I think what makes it very special is the brand is a leader in brands in South Africa. So we're right up there with all of the major developments, estates, as premium places to be. And it offers everything. You know, most developments, you're either a residential development or you've got some commercial aspect to it. The thing with the Zimbali Lakes, it's got everything. You don't have to leave Zimbali Lakes. Once we're developed, and yeah, nothing's built overnight. It's going to take a few years to get there. But once we're built, you will come here. You will never have to leave. You will have, a retail offering on site with all the major anchors and the major nationals you want. You'll get everything you want. There is office space. There will be medical services. There's a day spa coming. There's a hotel. Besides the residential, we've got an NEL signature course as well. And it's been, it's 6 months old. People can't believe that this course is only 6 months old. We've had close on 8,000 people through the course since we opened. And the response and the feedback has been phenomenal. You know, it is right up there with the best golf courses in the world. Maybe I'm exaggerating a bit there, but definitely in South Africa.
I think we can claim it in the world.
Yeah, I think in the world. We'll go with it in the world. And nobody has a bad thing to say about it, which is exciting. So I say there's a lot to still come within this Zimbali precinct. We've got a few things up our sleeves which we haven't put into the marketplace yet, but yeah, there's some exciting times coming.
Well, let's paint as much of the big picture as we're allowed to at this stage without giving too much away about what's coming.
Sign an NDA, Mike.
I've got my pen. Let's look at the master plan. What is the Zimbali Lakes master plan at this stage?
Okay, so the master plan is obviously, we are initially, first and foremost, land developers. So we want to get everybody on site, building residential, moving onto site. Of the first couple of phases of the estate, which were sold before I joined the team, we're 96% sold. There's 16 pieces of land available. That's it. That's all we have available in phase one and phase two, 16 pieces of land.
Whoa.
And the sooner we get people on site building, the better. We've got the Evergreen Retirement Village still to come out of the ground. That's 750 individual opportunities there on a life rights purchase. So yeah, that's we're expecting to start early next year, which is, it's 12.5 hectares of the estate to develop there. And then every month there is a new house coming out of the ground, which for us as the developers, and sometimes, you know, there's two sides of the estate. There's the homeowners association, and we have a great estate manager called Jacques who handles that side of everything. And we're involved in operations, which is all the new stuff coming out of the ground as well. And as we progress, so sometimes we go inside and, you know, a new house has started, and it's as exciting for us as it is for the, you know, the new homeowner. We see more and more popping out of the ground and starting to experience the lifestyle that Zimbardo Lakes is.
Wow. So, I mean, the development is really palpable at this stage. Mm. And, how would you say that the master plan blends luxury with functionality?
Yeah. The Zimbali brand is the luxury. You know, we've got Zimbali Coastal Estates, which has been around for a long time now. This is the next part of the story. You know, the functionality is that I suppose we've learned from our mistakes of the first time. So all of the public spaces, the hotel, the retail, some of the restaurants, they've all got public accessibility. There's no booms to go through. There's no complications in getting in and out of the estate to those sections. Yeah, when you go to the residential, of course, they've got to be secure and safe. It's thumbprints. It's the usual, you know, scanning to get through IDs, passports, whatever.
Biometric stuff.
But anyway, yeah, so I think, you know, we've learned from the mistakes of the first time. So all the, you know, that's where it just becomes easy. So, you know, having the retail section, and it's a 16,000 square meter shopping center. It's anchored by Dis-Chem, Checkers and Woolworths, and it's going to have like a sorbet day spa and things like that. Some really cool stuff coming through, some nice restaurants. You don't have to get a boom access to, or you don't have to get a passport to go through there. You just rock up, drive into the shopping center and spend your afternoon there, basically.
It's set to become the hub of luxury lifestyle activities and living. And obviously there's a huge amount that goes on behind the scenes. People don't always see the behind the scenes in engineering, but what makes the infrastructure underpinning it all world-class?
Okay, so and we all know the complications we've had in South Africa with power and services and that sort of thing. I mean, any new development that isn't planning to be off-grid right now, they're shooting, you know, in the wrong direction, basically. So this estate has been designed with that in mind. So eventually, not right now, we've got a situation where the power is brought to our gate. We manage the whole internal reticulation of the estate from a power supply, a fiber supply, you know, internet, that sort of thing. All those things you readily want. Eventually, as more things develop and we got so areas for solar plants to go down and that sort of thing, that this estate potentially can be off the grid completely. So, you know, you've got to think long term. What is going to make this estate different to everybody else's? You know, we're busy looking at some land at the moment where we can actually put a proper solar farm in to generate enough power to supply the estate. Once the shopping center is up and running, all that rooftop, that's going to be, you know, 4,000 or 5,000 square meters of rooftop, which you can then put solar panels on. That creates a lot of solar power. Again, and that will be dispersed around the estate, not only servicing the shopping center precinct, it'll service the rest of the estate as well. So they're the sort of things that you plan in advance. You know, the roadways that were put in, we put them in. We know where everything goes. I think that's a lot of the challenges, especially with some of the older estates. You know, there's spaghetti junctions of some cabling and that sort of thing. And, yeah. You know, starting from afresh and planning properly, we've got a full, you know, in-house facilities management company that which will oversee these. It's run by you know, an electrical engineer, so it's not somebody just off the street who doesn't know what they're talking about. We've got the right team in the right positions to manage effectively. I think that's a crucial part of this, you know, estate and development. You know, I've been put here as the VP, but I've got a great team of people from, you know, the guys running the golf course, to the guys running the marketing department, to the team looking after the project, you know, projects and dealing with the municipalities. We've got people in place which really know what they're doing, which is fantastic.
Well, it's
make me look good, you know?
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Exactly.
And the dream is really exciting at the moment. And while we're dreaming along, while the imagination starts to run, the name Zimbali Lakes hints at these beautiful bodies of water. The lakes are such a defining feature What role do they play in the estate overall?
Yeah, so we're building two 10-hectare lakes. One is already built in full. Well, it's nearly full. We dredged it about a month ago just to clear it out after a lot of silt and rain, you know, everything settled. So Lake 1 is currently under construction. That's the one that's going to be nearest to the M4. It's another 10-hectare lake, basically. And that will be a non-motorized water sports lake once it's complete. It'll take about 8 months to complete from a design and build perspective. And Lake 2, which is currently the lake which is already built, that is for fishing.
Awesome.
A couple of crocodiles in there. We've got to get those out of the way first, but we're working on it. We've got a croc farm just up the road from us. Every now and again, wanted to escape. And wouldn't you come and live in Zimbabwe Lakes if you could as well? So, it's 10 hectares of lake, or 20 hectares of lake in total. They're part of the natural river flow of the Tongati River. So we're not stealing water or moving water or diverting water. It's just the natural water flow which is coming down. And part of our project is to clean up the estuary and clean up the process as we go as well. So
that's
exciting for the estate and exciting for people.
That's a really important point to rope in as well. The fact that you are aiming to be good environmental stewards, that's one of your sustainability pillars, I would imagine. That sort of eco focus, right?
100%. I mean, if you're developing in an area like we do, you've got to be ethically, you know, on top of things as well. I mean, if you take the Tongati River, and we're proud to be associated with a company called Litter Boom, we sponsor them each year basically to help with cleaning up the river as it comes down out of the Tongati side of things. But I mean, in the first 10 months of the year, they took over a ton of litter. That's just floating litter. That's just plastic. So we pay these guys on a monthly basis. It's part of our upliftment project. So that's 10 tons of litter that didn't reach the estuary, didn't reach the sea. And I think that's important that you do try and do these things as you go along as well. You know, it's great just to build and develop and build and develop, but you've got to put something back as well. So we've got some plans ahead, to try and clean the estuary and make it a more beautified place as well.
Well, this is just the first of an ongoing series of conversations that we're going to be having. So I'm really excited with the vision and the imagination that is spinning already. But there's definitely going to be more to talk about, more to dive into, stuff that we can't touch on just yet because it's still a bit under wraps very soon.
Some big things coming.
I'm looking forward to it. And in the meantime, if you're watching and listening along, if your imagination's going, well, now's the time to explore Zimbali Lakes or book a property tour. Visit zimbalilakes.co.za or send a WhatsApp message to 087-095-2742 and imagine it all at Zimbali Lakes. My special guest in the studio with me, Neil Cocker, VP Operations. Neil, looking forward to the next conversation soon.
Can't wait.